When she was around the brothers, her carefully crafted armor always seemed to melt away, leaving her feeling vulnerable and slightly off balance. She hated feeling like that, so invariably she would find some reason to be anywhere the three of them weren't. They made her think of things she was better off without. Dating and love were wonderful concepts in theory, but in her experience, they only led to disappointment and hurt. "Hello, you three. You startled me." She lifted the tablet, managing to tighten her grip on it at the same time. "Your names weren't on the file I was given. Which of you is here for the comm channel link?"
"Hello, Dr. Jeffries."
Dirk spoke first. She knew it was Dirk, because he was the only one of the three who wore his hair short. She could tell Lance and Blade apart, too. They were physically identical, but they each had their own unique personality and mannerisms.
"Hi,"
Lance chimed in with an easy, welcoming grin that gave away his identity.
"Hey, Doc, I'm going first, but all three of us are here for the same thing."
Blade stepped forward and smiled down at her, eyes twinkling.
"We're putting ourselves in your talented hands."
She dove behind the walls of her professional reserve and tried to ignore the pulse-pounding effects of his smile. They were all incredibly attractive, but there was something about Blade's flirtatious smile that made her toes curl.
"You have nothing to worry about. I've done several of these procedures, and it's quick and painless."
"You don't have to rush on our account, Doc."
Dirk cleared his throat.
"What Blade meant to say was that we appreciate you doing this for us. I know Liexa was called away to an emergency. Is everything all right with her and her patient?"
Dirk's phrasing seemed stilted, and Allison wondered if he had misgivings about her stepping in for Liexa. "She's still finishing up with her patient, but everything looks good. If you'd rather, I could reschedule you for another time when Liexa is free. I know she's the certified tech, so if you'd prefer..."
"Oh, hell no. We want you,"
Blade declared. A jolt of pure need slammed into her, knocking every sane thought out of her head.
"You've got me."
"Not yet, we don't,"
Lance muttered.
"What do you need us to do, Allison?"
Dirk interjected, steering the conversation away from... She wasn't sure what.
What did she need them to do? That was a loaded question. She needed them to stop being so damned attractive, for starters. She didn't have time for distractions, and the Trello brothers had been a source of constant distraction since they'd walked into her life and tried to take over.
"I need Blade to take a seat in that chair over there while I get the equipment. Oh, and you might want to take off your shirt, too. I have to put some contact gel on your skin, and I don't want to ruin your clothing."
Blade grinned. "Strip, sit, stay. I can do that."
She turned her back to Blade to give him a bit of privacy, only to find herself face to face with Dirk.
"I need to put this down on the counter," she said, holding up her half-drunk cup of coffee and nodding to the countertop behind him.
Instead of moving out of her way, he held out his hand.
"I'll take it."
"Thank you."
She handed him the mug and tried not to notice the way his fingers brushed against hers as he took it from her. Why was it that the slightest touch or word from any of the brothers did more for her than a night of dinner and dancing with any other man she'd ever met? And why had the universe sent the brothers into her orbit now, of all times? Too many people were counting on her. The cyborgs, her patients, and the other doctors employed at the center. She couldn't take the chance right now.
"Anytime. Anything you need," Dirk said,
his vivid green eyes locking with hers. For a split second, she considered telling him about the note and its cryptic warning, but she knew it was a bad idea. They were already protective of her, more so than they had any right to be. They had been assigned to guard her clinic and one of her patients last month, and then watched over her for days afterward because they were worried about her visits from corporate lawyers rattling sabers. If they knew she was in real danger, they wouldn't let her out of their sight. They'd turn her life and her med center upside down and make it impossible for her to accomplish everything she needed to.